Hello everyone, this is Eduardo speaking directly from Estonia. This week I would like to share with you an extremely interesting topic, which is the impact and possibilities of generative artificial intelligence in education. And when I talk about education, I'm not only referring to education that takes place within college and school, but also to the education and development of individuals that happens within the organizations. See, last week I was listening to a podcast named the AI Podcast that's produced by NVIDIA. And the specific episode that caught my attention was the interview with the CEO of EDX, Anand Agarwal, where he shared his vision about these impacts, and also I want to share here some of my opinions. So let's get started. The first impact, generative AI such as ChatGPT and similar tools is and has already been greatly impacting the democratization of individual education. So think about it. Until 1 or 2 years ago, if you were from a wealthy family or if you were from a royal family, it was very common for these people, especially during their initial education, to have access to individual teachers or subject-specific learning assistants available at any time to work on personalized learning and development for the individual, in addition to the existing formal studies, you know, school, college, so on. But now, with a tool like ChatGPT or even Google Bard, you have exactly that figure of a teacher or assistant available 24/7 and instantly to assist you in learning various subjects. And here I'm talking about it as an additional aspect of the formal studies. So if you have any doubts after a lecture at college, in post-graduation or in school, you can immediately or shortly after clarify your doubts and instantly complement the individual learning. And now think about the possibilities of this within the corporate environment. It's already natural movement within LLM tools, and it's already happening, for example, with OpenAI/Microsoft, providing the possibility of injecting specific information and knowledge into these models. And then, if you stop to think, for example, about customer service teams, sales teams, and others, this can help with onboarding, learning, and the constant development of these individuals within organizations, which are generally filled with specific domains of knowledge and necessary guidelines to be followed. Okay, a second impact. The extreme personalization of the individual learning is no longer a dream, but this is a reality that is here right in front of us. So let's think along. Until a certain time ago, one of the major challenges for a teacher in a classroom or a leader within a company was balancing the learning and development methods among the individuals and their difference within teams or classrooms. And now, with significantly less effort, microdose of learning, or microlearning if you prefer, can be generated instantly and fully tailored to the individual. In other words, if you are an individual who learns at a faster pace and grasps things quickly, you can benefit from that. If you are an individual who requires a bit more of time and has a deeper thought process when assimilating things, you can also benefit from this. And even if you are in the middle or in a different position, you can still benefit from this. And Eduardo, you might be thinking, are you talking about replacing the teacher or the learning leader at the organizations or the classroom? Not at all. Here, I'm talking about complementing and expanding, or if you prefer, enhancing, like from the augmented reality, augmenting the role of the teacher or leading within the organizations. After all, it's already And this is a powerful tool and possibility when combined with the input of the teacher or leader. That's when the things become even more powerful, my friends. By the way, it's precisely in this aspect within organizations, in customer service teams and sales teams, that Jira, the AI technology startup I lead here in Estonia, operates. So because of that, I will leave the link for you to make contact and maybe learn a bit more in the description of the podcast. But anyway, my goal here is not to advertise, and that's what I had to share with you guys this week. So I hope you enjoyed it, and see you next time.